Pastor Mike Minnick from Solid Rock Baptist Church, and I'm Kylie's dad.
Amen.
In case. I felt led on my heart. The pastor was teaching on doctrine this morning, having the right doctrine, and I'm going to read first of all. My favorite verse in the Bible is John 14, verse 6. Said, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. When I got called to preach, the Lord laid on my heart the verse Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And I came to the realization there's a lot of people out there that don't know the truth.
Amen.
And I just want to say Jesus is the way. He's the truth and the life. I got to preach a couple funerals. I'm not no big time preacher. I'm just a servant of the Lord.
Amen.
And I realize that's one of the best places to preach a message, because there's all different types of doctrines in the that come in there, and people are lost, and people need to hear about Jesus.
That's right.
And people don't know the way.
Amen.
And that's the best way to tell them the right way.
Amen.
And I've had the privilege of going to preach at a funeral of my wife's uncle one time. I got to, while he was sick two different times. The first time he was sick, he was in a neck brace and in the hospital. And I got to go in and talk to him about the Lord, and which he couldn't move, and he didn't want to hear about the Lord. And but I gave it to him anyhow. You ever force it for you? Sort of like force it. I sat in front of him, and I gave him the word of God, and he didn't receive the Lord. He wasn't interested in it. He thought he's all right. You know, I'm okay. I went to Catholic Church all my life. I did you know, I took the sacraments. I did this, did that, and but he was lost. And a year or so later, down the road, he ended up in the hospital, the Lord laid it on my heart to get out and visit him again. It didn't look good for him, and he was in ICU. I get the everything mixed up, but he's in ICU, and I got to get out, and the girl said, "You got 5 minutes," because I said, you know, I'm a preacher, and I want to talk to him. And no one was supposedly allowed in the room, and she said, you got 5 minutes. Well, I went in, he was sound asleep, and I'm trying to, you know, get him awake and this and that, and and 5 minutes came by quick, and she come back in and told me, hey, it's time for you to go. And I just felt, oh no, you're going to have to throw me out of this hospital, because this guy is lost. He's about to die, and he's on his way to hell, and he's going to get the gospel of Jesus Christ before I leave here.
Amen.
And I'll let her know that if this man dies, his blood's going to be on your hands.
Yeah.
Boy, she changed around and said, okay, I'll give you 5 more minutes. And so I was able this time to talk to him. And praise God, he got saved.
Amen.
And all his life, he didn't know the truth.
Yeah.
I got the privilege of preaching his funeral then. And they asked me to, I get this, they had, it was a Catholic Baptist funeral. That's the word. they wanted me to preach too. His wife asked me to come, and of course I had to go to the funeral home, and the funeral director said, now you got to go before this priest. and confess your sins and make sure you're right. And in order to do the funeral, I went in and I sat down, but I told the priest, I said, I already confessed my sins to Jesus Christ, and it's none of your business what I did. And then the funeral director came in and said, did everything go all right? And the priest said, yeah. So he said, what he did say was, I'll go first, and when I'm done, then you can go. And I said, well, okay. And the whole time he was up there giving his mumble jumble, false doctrine, false hope, my heart's, you know, just back there pounding. The Holy Spirit's speaking to my heart and saying, you're going to tell him the truth. You're going to tell him the truth. And he told him that his baptism is what saved him, you know, all that stuff. You need to get baptized and this and that. And whenever he got done, he sat down there, and then they called me up. And this is the scripture that I read, and I said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. I said, there's some troubled people around here, and one reason they're troubled is they don't know the truth.
Amen.
It's about time I tell all of you the truth.
Amen.
And I was able to let them know that the Pope ain't the way.
Amen.
I said, far as I see it here, it says in my Bible that I am the way, Jesus said. He didn't say the Pope's the way, and I got news for you. Peter wasn't the first pope, because he had a mother-in-law. He wasn't allowed to be able to get married.
Yeah.
So let's just get that straight right now.
Yeah.
And I said, Jesus, I am the way, and that's Jesus. He's the way.
Yeah, amen.
Isn't the baptism isn't the way. You can't get there by paying your money to the priest to get you out of purgatory, because it ain't in the book. If you can find it in the book, let me know. And I'll believe it then, if it's in the book.
Yeah.
But it's not in the book.
Amen.
And praise God. I got to preach at funeral, and as I'm up there telling the way that Jesus is the way, he's the one that gives you life.
Yeah.
Hey, you're going to die. Everyone in this place is going to die, and they're going to end up somewhere, one of two places.
Yeah.
There isn't three. And we got that straight.
Yeah.
But, hey, you're either going to, when you take your last breath, you're either going to be in hell or you're going to see Jesus.
Amen.
And you're going to be in heaven.
Yeah.
I told him my testimony, or what happened with Uncle Curly was his nickname, huh? What's his name? H.G. H.G. And H.G., when I mentioned H.G., I said, well, H.G., I went to talk to him, and somebody in the back yelled, he was no good! That's what he did, didn't it? There's somebody that said, he was no good! And I said, I got news for you. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Amen.
So I'm no good and you're no good.
Amen.
And if he's no good, we got that figured out. We're all sinners.
Yeah.
And we all need a Savior. We all need to get saved. And when it was all said and done, I gave the gospel out. People got saved that day.
Amen.
And they raised their hand that they got saved. I didn't do like an altar call or something like that, because I'm a rookie. I didn't know how to do a funeral. But I didn't give an altar call, but I had them pray. I said, you want to know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, and I am the truth. Jesus is telling you the truth. He ain't lying to you like somebody else will. He ain't never told a lie, and he never will tell a lie. And he said, and the life. And I gave him the, I told him how you got to get saved. You got to call out to Jesus. You got to trust in what his shed blood did on you, did for you on Calvary's cross. You're not good enough. You can't get there on your own. You can't work your way to heaven.
Right.
You can't walk. I always said little old ladies. And when I had a problem, I'm getting on a rabbit trail, and I shouldn't do that. There's something about the Lord he likes to be a jokester to me. And every time I give a little old, I'll call them older ladies, little older lady. Every time I give them a track, I'm scared to death of them. And I give them a track. It seemed like the Lord always gives me one that's going to, and I give a little old lady a track, and she'll say, "Get out of here, I don't want that." And I'm like, "Ooh, a sweet little old lady barking like a, not a chihuahua, I ran like a chihuahua. She barked like a pit bull, they come to life." But now I see I got down that rabbit trail and I forgot where I was.
Yeah.
But anyhow, regardless of that, I was able to lead him to the Lord and I got to give the plan of salvation.
Amen.
At the funeral and whatever, here's the thing. People got saved. They raised their hand. I said, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior today, your name got written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you're now headed for heaven because you know the truth now. You know that Jesus is the way. And I said, so, you know, well, I did start it out when I went up there. I said, what this priest said sounds good, but it's not the truth. That's what I did go up and say that. That's how I started it out. And afterwards, when I got done, that priest come up to me and he said, "I never heard that stuff before." He said, "That was really good." And I said, "Well, you can get Jesus too," but he wasn't interested in that. But he was interested. I don't know what he. What's he in the? What were they in the business for? Money, huh?
That's right. Yeah.
But I was able to give the man the truth, and I sure am blessed that God gave me the truth.
Amen.
And I'm glad. I pray to him, and I tell the Lord, I'm thankful that you raised me up in a home the way you did. I was raised, I was a little bus kid. They got to come into a church like this, a big church. They cared for me and loved me. And I come from a very abusive childhood. But I learned to trust the Lord.
Amen.
And that's what you got to do. You might be here and you might be going through something. I came from a divorced family and God knows I didn't ask to be put there.
Yeah.
But God put me there. And I want you to know that he will help you cast all your care upon him, for he cared for you.
Amen.
And you put your trust in him.
Amen.
I'm telling you, when you're going through something and it's beyond what you can handle as a little kid, little child, God, he was there for me. I'm telling you, I'm not saying hocus pocus stuff, but I prayed when I was a little boy. My stepfather, he's big as Jack Patterson and mean as a grizzly, and he would tell me I'd know what I was in for. He'd say, "If you don't find that pick," it's a little thing you dig with, maybe some of y'all don't know that. "If that pick isn't here by lunchtime out of that garage, you know what you're gonna get." And I had to, I call out to the Lord, even as a little kid. I mean, all I can say is I wasn't saved because I'm under the age of accountability, but I knew the Lord right then and there. I learned to trust the Lord through my childhood, and I'm telling you, it's the only thing that got me through it.
Amen.
And I got to, I prayed to the Lord, "You know what I'm in for, you know what I'm gonna get. I need you to help me. I need you to help me." And I'd go through that garage and I'd be looking. I mean, I cleaned the garage, you know. And that thing wasn't there. You know what? After I'd prayed, After I prayed that prayer to the Lord, I went over in the corner and there it was. I can't explain it. I'm not saying hocus pocus stuff, but God was there for me, and He'll be there for you in your time of trouble.
Amen.
Hey, one thing I learned that got me through, trust in Jesus is one thing, but another thing is I learned to forgive people.
Yeah.
I learned to forgive my stepfather who did all them mean things to me. You know why? Because there was something inside me that loved. And there was a love inside me that I couldn't explain. I'm telling you, you learn. Hey, you might be in a bad place. You might be come from a place that's where you've been abused. You might come from a place where you feel like you're nothing. Well, you're something to Jesus.
Amen.
You gotta understand. Learn to forgive people. Boy, you don't carry it around.
Yeah.
I have and I'll be honest with you, I have sisters that still bitter to this day. Because they didn't have the forgiveness.
Yeah.
And I thank God that I was able to forgive. And you know, by that, my stepfather on his deathbed, he pulled me in and he said, come on in here. And as big as he was, I told him, you know, God called me to be a preacher. He said, I knew you was going to be a preacher all your life. I just knew it. He said, you never caused me any trouble, and I did some very bad things to you. And I said, hey, I forgave you. But he apologized to me. He forgave. He asked me to forgive him.
Amen.
Of all them things. And one thing I did thank him, I said, thank you for teaching me how to work.
Yeah.
I said, because he didn't teach his boys how to work, my stepbrothers. But you know what he did? Big as he was and as weak as he was, he still grabbed me by the neck and pulled me down. He said, you better get my boys straight because I ain't never good. I want them to get what you have. I said, woo. Dad, I got Jesus. Dad got, I didn't leave the Lord, but the pastor in that town, actually at the church where I was a bus kid, he came and led him to the Lord right before he died.
Amen.
Like 9 months before he died, he had pancreatic cancer. But I want you to know, you got to learn to forgive people.
Yeah.
Don't waste your whole life going having a root of bitterness.
Amen.
Being bitter with people, just forgive
them. Good preaching,
brother.
Get
over it.
Good
preaching.
Get
over it and go on for Jesus.
Amen. Good preaching.
Hey, I just want, I have one more verse to read if I can find it. It's in the Bible. It's Psalms 34, verse 8. It says, well, this, I'm going to start with 6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him and delivereth them.
Right.
And here it is. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Amen.
Blessed is a man that trusteth in him. I wouldn't want to trust anybody else for my salvation. Anybody else to carry my soul around. I'm glad that Jesus has my soul right in his hand. I'm in the Father's hand and no man can pluck me out.
Amen.
Hey, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He sure is good.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey. Is the Lord good to you?
Yes, He is.
Hey, why don't you go forgive somebody if someone's done you wrong? It might be in this church.
That's right.
It might be the service here where you need to get yourself to where you go to someone and say, "I'm sorry. I won't get this thing right." Hey, what if the rapture happened right before we come out of here? And you didn't make up. You still had something hard in your heart about somebody, some bitterness. Maybe you won't get right with somebody today.
Yeah.
Maybe you got a family member that isn't here, but is out somewhere else. And it's been harboring you. And You don't want to forgive them. Won't you ask the Lord to help you to forgive them? Yeah. I'm telling you, you get that off, that weight. I mean, if you get that off, that weight of bitterness off of you, I'm telling you, it'll help you.
Yeah. Amen.
Hey, go taste and see the Lord's good.
Tell them a little bit about the church.
Oh,